Hello, welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 53.
Wow.
One more than a deck of cards, unless you have the Joker card. We are the Joker. This is the Joker episode. It's going to be so funny, or a bit pointless, and you go, what are you doing with that?
It's just not going to be
What games involve the Joker?
You do so many. Chase the Ace.
Chase the Ace, okay.
Max did a funny gaming answer, sorry.
That's right. I'm trying to think of other things.
Do you want to do it again?
No.
Go on, do it again. I've stepped on you.
What games involve
Arkham
the Joker?
Arkham Asylum.
Nerd. Good. You've been up in school for saying something like that.
Why are you in school, mate?
Just having a chat,
Still
mate.
Still getting your degree.
It was never about the cards.
This week I'm joined by the card, Max Smith.
Hey guys, great to be here. Great to just be hanging around with my mates.
What card are you?
Ooh, Ace of Spades.
He's doing the index finger, little finger up in the air.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah, put your thumb away there. Just rock and roll, mate. Yeah? I'm also joined by Tom Looney.
Looney.
Thanks, Stephen.
What card are you?
Jack of Diamonds.
Ooh, I think you're more jacking off in the clubs. Out, sir!
Out! Spray and allay.
What? Oh, spray? I think you said pray and allay.
Yeah. It's
pray and allay. Jacking off in the prayer room.
Of the club.
It's 2026.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm joined by Tony. Right. Tony, right. Ole, ole, pray and ole. Tony, right.
The song's got an extension.
Well, it's about time. Yeah. It really is about time.
Did you get government permission? Council permission.
Ouch!
I can't leave after that. Great joke.
You're just eyeing up the tripod in the way. He is trapped.
Like an obstacle course.
Wish I could leave.
Do a triple backflip.
You got a course and you're being burgled. You're like, oh, forget it.
Just take it.
Not my chair. How much was the chair?
I was honestly,
it's cheap, wasn't it?
It was 800 quid.
Yeah.
But it was half price.
So you paid 800?
Yeah.
That's the answer. Yeah. No need for a riddle. Tony, do you have any ridiculous purchases like that? Trying to show off to someone, it seems.
No, it's
sadly not, cause just I'm always broke. So a flashy
same.
Purchase
Shows his
to me,
chair.
It's not though.
Really, I'm in.
Come try it out, mate. Honestly, your bum will never feel better.
Well, something tells me otherwise. It's always good
just
to
one
to
of those
Max's.
Disguise chairs. I'm just sort of my face sticking out the bottom of it.
The price tag, half off.
It's a good purchase.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Is there anything you're paying off at the moment? Apart from those kids' parents. That's awful, Stephen. Let's move away from that. So the parents. Max, any big items you're paying off?
So I finally paid off my motherboard and CPU, which is great.
Motherboard, is she listening to this?
No. No, she probably doesn't. probably just, at home. Yeah, no, so I've gone monthly with payments at work.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I was getting weekly pay, but the issue with that is that I'm like, oh, next week I'm getting 300 quid.
Well, weekly does the accounts.
Needs a job.
He's not on the door, is he?
It's great stuff. And then I was able to pay off a big chunk of my my Curry's finance.
Nice.
I'm very
what
happy.
Have you been
having? That's good.
Cheers, guys.
There's a lot of great jokes from him over there, isn't there?
Just razzing and...
Yeah. Dazzling and, entertaining the audience.
T-Dog, what have you been up to?
You know, the usual, keeping busy, fighting people.
I saw today on your Instagram, you're taking on the top rope.
I'm doing backflips now, trying to be agile.
Okay.
Challenging my inner Rey Mysterio.
With a little mask on?
I need to get a little mask. I feel like there's some... confidence in wearing a little mask.
Yeah, what would your little mask be?
A B mask.
B would be good.
That's what I was going for. Yeah,
of course.
Have you done a competitive backflip yet in a show?
No. I might bust out this weekend. I've got some shows coming up, and I think we'll just give it a go.
So this will go out in memory of Tony.
Yeah. little grey filter.
I remember Rey Mysterio's neck going off to the side.
there was a couple of times I practiced it where I have under rotated and just sort of like domed myself on top of the head. But
horrible.
Yeah, there's people that are actually quite like athletic, but for me, it's very much I just jump and see what happens.
Yeah, David Rees can do it—a cracking backflip.
Yeah, he's quite a jumpy boy, and he's springy boy.
He also has that thing where, Joe, when you get to like there, sort of head, you start to see the floor, and you're conscious. Oh, what am I doing? Mm. Dave doesn't have that. He doesn't even realise. He's probably thinking about, you know, something else. One of the list he's making on his notes that day. Doesn't even compute it. And he just comes around.
He'd be good at Jackass, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Mm.
He's got
no
sense of fear, does he?
No,
unless it's... he doesn't like going to a big shop. Doesn't like doing a big shop, even, like the supermarkets.
He's scared of things that normal people just sort of are okay with. Yeah.
You see him cautiously back.
Scared of getting a trolley, isn't he?
Yeah.
Scared of getting a trolley.
He's up my pound coins.
Where's it going?
Dave definitely forgets to get the pound as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in that. Like,
I always follow him around when I see him. Yeah. That's a £3 there, mate.
In what sense?
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it? Sort of implying that me and Dave have sex at the shopping centre.
All day for a pound.
Yeah, well, it's a living.
Just hurried him as he's doing his shop. Grabbing at your crotch.
I've had to install that fear into him just so he hurries up.
That's a lovely friendship.
They're coming to get you, Dave.
I was going to say, I messaged you this, not to seed you or anything, but in great shape.
Thank you.
It's good to have someone on the podcast in great shape.
It was like 2 a.m.
It was late. Yeah. It was late.
Just kept sending me fire emojis. Yeah.
Still waiting for my one, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I've got any messages from Stephen.
Being on this podcast, people don't see Ethan, but he's a slothern. Oh, Ethan's here. Sorry, Ethan.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Sorry.
Yeah, how are you all doing? I've actually been up to a little project myself, Stephen.
Talking about Tony here. Got a lovely guest on. Yeah. We'll come back to you.
I'll say that to the Patreon, we'll come back to be honest with you.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No worries.
But that sounds great.
£3 a month to find out what that is.
Yeah. Can we cut it both ways in case we see the project is awful? Oh, no. What are you thinking? There we go. We've got both options there.
Nice.
Probably use the second one.
Guys. No, probably won't.
Bless him.
I wish there was a better reaction one as well, but we're not going to do that, are we?
We could do.
Time's money, isn't it? Anyway, you know, we have Max who does the stair stepper.
So they call me.
What else do they call you? Max?
Yeah, Max is a good one. I've been called Munt a few times.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
He calls you that? He's calling you that?
It's me in the mirror, isn't it?
Ooh, boy.
It's Dave after a good pound, I think.
Yes.
Did you ever do it and you just hand him like one of those tokens that you can't use for anything else? There you go.
Just what I got from the shop and he has to pay for it as he leaves.
Yeah. Because there's some areas where you don't even have to pay for a trolley.
No.
That's luxury, isn't it?
Beautiful, that. I hate when I get somewhere, I don't have a pound, so I have to go into the shop to buy one of the fake tokens.
You. Yeah.
Fuming.
My cousin once, he spent an afternoon fishing a trolley out of a canal by a Tesco's, and he pulled out this sort of rotten trolley, took it to the front thinking, I'll give him some sort of reward, and he just went... Right. Annoyed at him for bringing in a soggy trolley into the shop.
They went back to the river and threw it in.
They've got sensors on now, the trolleys, haven't they?
So you can't take it out.
Insane. I mean, you still have to put a pound in, but you can't get outside the door, so I don't really see the point. But
Well, people were nicking them, having great fun on the skateboard ramps.
Yeah,
didn't
that's
you?
Cool.
Oh, you two were.
Yes.
You carried Max in one for a while.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
Stopped by the police.
Yeah. They were fine with it, though, weren't they?
Well, after a bit of talking around.
How did the talking round go? Was it just you whispering to them?
We made them a promise.
Yeah. I don't think we kept the promise.
We didn't keep the promise.
No.
Sorry, police.
It's not too late. Yeah. If you want
to be fair, it isn't too late.
Oh, I suppose not.
I know where there's a soggy one in St. Helens. Trolley, not my mother.
Only a pound, though.
Thanks.
Do you know that? Now that I think about what I just said, that
was
awful.
I don't think
about
it.
Sorry, give me 5 minutes.
Anyway, Tony, you're looking good.
Thanks, mate.
I guess it's a big part of wrestling, isn't it? You got so much on show.
To be fair, it's the last thing I've been doing the wrestling stuff for years. And it was the thing that I was like delaying doing because I just hated the gym and stuff like that. But now I'm actually doing it. I've got like a schedule and I'm I'm in it, and I understand what I'm doing.
Do you reckon it was my stories that got you going?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Really, really inspired.
Got me going.
Really?
You know.
Oh, that's all right. Tom?
Not fire emoji worth it, though.
Oh.
I'm proud of you, though.
No, you do look really good. I was going to say earlier, love your haircut.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Beard's in great shape.
Fresh trim today.
Fresh trim.
It's not bad, is it?
I knew what I was...
Yeah, you treat these guys.
Fresh trim. Ethan looks like he's trying to copy.
No, I'll copy you. I did it first before Tony, actually.
So he's older than you. Show some respect.
No, I just meant as in he's cut his hair more recently, didn't he? So yeah, I'm the OG on that one, I guess.
OG stands for...
On haircuts.
Oggy, something. Gimp. Oh, no, he's right.
That's horrible. That's awful.
Not even I feel Oggy better about that one.
Oggy Gimp. Oggy the Gimp.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Really unnecessary. Necessary.
No, it's fine. I'll turn my mic off now. You can keep going.
Sounds like a kid's program.
This project is stand-up to bully.
The new face of the campaign, Oggy the Gimp.
All right, let's calm down now. Yeah.
We don't get bullied anymore because we all bully that guy. We've all got a common enemy.
He's a magnet for abuse, this lad.
We've never been happier.
Sorry, Ethan.
No, it's all right. It's good to have someone
character building.
Yeah, of course.
It's better than the paedophilic owl.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you've got
100% it is.
Yeah.
Although they've never been seen in the same room.
No.
Taking the mask off the paedophilic owl. Wait a minute.
Tony, I have something that you may have as well.
Oh, no, are you okay?
Crippling anxiety?
No. Don't call me. Max messaged me this week, and he was talking about the Frog and Bucket. Can I name him, Colin? No, he's already been named.
Of course you can.
But he lurks upstairs and he reviews all the acts. Do you like, you get your feedback. And Max was saying, oh, I could look for your feedback. And I was like, I think I've got it in an email somewhere. And I was reading my early emails, so I couldn't find it. But I told Max the date I did it. And then he came back to me a couple of days later with my feedback from when I did an 8-minute spot. And one was from Colin and one wasn't. Shall I read them out?
So the first one's from a guy called Joe D. As in Joe.
Joe D, very funny character.
Yeah, I guess so.
Felt a bit too static / rehearsed. But other than that, an impressive showing from a young comic. Full stop, consistent, full stop. Overall, an impressive performance from Stephen. Oh, thank you, Joe D, whoever you are.
Well done, Stephen.
Now we get on to Colin. And I remember reading many years ago and being underwhelmed. Some nice gags, but not much originality. Mostly about his gran and racism. Doing a comedy degree at Salford. Not really relevant to that. That said, it's funny stuff. Has quite a nice, if smug, delivery. Lack of punctuation in your sentence there, Colin.
But I feel that's a pretty good review.
It's not bad, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can see at the top it says Stephen had a good gig and the audience enjoyed, but, you know, brush past that, Colin. and then I can't see the overall bit, and I think Max may have been able to see it. But
no, I didn't see that.
Do you have any reviews? Did you ever get reviewed?
I remember doing the Beat the Frog final at the Frog and Bucket, and Steve Bennett was there
the
to review
final.
It.
Final?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, as a new comic to get to that, it's like pretty good. And everyone
so
in
this
there
is before
pretty...
they started to fix it.
Yeah.
Just throwing a spanner in the works.
That's why I'm going to win this year, guys. You want to put all your money on me?
Mate, no one's buying it.
But, I'd do a great 5 minutes.
This is more unbelievable than Ocean's 12.
It's one of my jokes.
I just remember, like, because it's a new act competition, so everyone doing it is like pretty new. And I remember the only bit from the review that's ingrained in my head was hardly the epitome of wit.
Ooh.
For a finalist.
For a finalist.
That's horrible.
He was like third place as well. Came like third.
Who did the review? Was it?
So that was Steve Bennett.
Oh, the chortle guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't know funny.
In terms of getting feedback from like
Bennett pleb.
A comedy club, I do remember doing...
I was thinking of the guy from Diary of a CEO.
Oh, Stephen Bartlett.
He has no expertise in comedy, but he was just like, this guy. Just cheap gags the whole way. So like the feedback you get from like the Collins of the world, they're interesting because they usually are very fair because they see a lot.
Yeah.
But then also sometimes their personal opinion
on it. Their biases comes into
it. Because I did get one, I think it was like, I did the Glee new act nights, similar to that, where you get like a trial spot and there's progression on the line. And the review was summed up was basically like, yeah, crowd were really into it. It was a really, like, they loved him, but just not for me. So you're not coming, like, it's like, but surely you think you should think about what if your audience like it, then it might be all right. But it's just all like, not really my style.
Yeah, reviewers are weird, aren't they? Because they've got to find their angle.
Yeah,
I think when one review I had, well, there was loads I got from the Comedy Store, and they were all really nice. That would have been Paul from Your Work Now, Big Fit Paul.
Big Fit Paul, yeah.
Gosh, fit.
BFP.
Yeah.
Love that book.
That man just doesn't age as well.
That's what I was saying.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, he's looked the same for like 30 years.
Oh, yeah. What's the secret?
I bet he's like 160.
Just weird. Every night at a new act night, one of them goes missing.
he takes the worst act and just like rips the head off and
drinks the
babes in their blood.
Yeah. It becomes a little bit less funny every year.
First time I met him, he went, "Nah, you got you're all right, mate."
Yeah, he looks great. Never seen him crack a joke once.
No.
I had one in. It was the "So You Think You're Funny" final, and it's the only one I remember really because it was nice. And I didn't come in the top three, but they said the most obvious star on the night was Steve, and I was just reading that again and again and again. I was like, yes, he knows what he's talking about. suddenly they become a valid person when you read a compliment. Yeah. This guy knows comedy.
They're only good at the job when they're nice.
Yeah. That was Chortle, but it wasn't that Bennett man. He would have just put twat full stop.
Everyone used to tell stories about him and his feedback and how strange he could be with the things he was dismissive of and things he put forward.
Well, the acts he used to put through, I mean, obviously comedy's subjective, but he was up to summit.
It's an interesting one because eventually, like, after a few years, he was a little bit more positive towards me because I got to the final of the Chortle thing. Yeah. But then, again, the same sort of thing. Well, like, we got to the final of that. And
Thanks.
But there was eight finalists, and of all the people that entered, four of the finalists were from Cambridge. So you kind of go like, there's... And there's heats in Manchester, Birmingham,
one in
Newcastle.
Manchester, yeah, that was the thing.
Leeds, they had one in Leeds. And then it's like, how are four of all the people that entered? And there's like a few hundred, I think.
Yeah.
Because the entry level like heats will have like 15 comics on.
Oh, I had to do the heat before the heat in Manchester. Then I had to go to Leeds because they wouldn't have me in Manchester.
Yeah, that happens.
And
I was
quite good at that point compared to the level that we were. Oh. And I was having to trek to Leeds with Ryan Locke. So I've already lost. I did lose.
You also wrote Ryan reviews for the train trips, didn't you? Not for me.
Yeah. Nothing like a nice train trip with Ryan Locke. thanks for that, Max. Some compliments from old Colin Dog.
Yeah, well, you deserve it, man.
You could have just retyped it, actually. You could have gone, oh, fucking hell. Steve's too fragile for this.
He's a horrible, brutal man, Stephen.
I wonder if he's ever berated someone who's, like, just a big name.
Yeah,
probably. Do you know when they come back for a charity gig? Oh, Shit, give it up. Smith.
Talk to me.
What have you been up to?
Great question, Stephen.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that.
No worries.
Ooh. I've gone to the cinema a few times on my own. I don't know if that's just this week. Saw a few movies.
If anyone knows, it should be you.
Oh, right. I thought you meant I should go on my own. You should do, mate. Yeah. I've just. Do you know what? I've realised that because I'm trying to get 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Nice. Who can do that?
So much a 3-hour film.
No. Mate, I was doing close to 20,000 a day in New York. Just get yourself there.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I should do
just
that.
Keep following Dave around.
I realised that the cinema is like about 6,000 steps away from my house. So I walk there, walk back.
Oh, lovely.
Catch a lovely movie on my own. I've been buying grapes to eat in the cinema.
Nice.
Just something from
Nature's popcorn.
Gorging on
of course,
You know, popped corn and pick and mix.
Popcorn might be healthier.
Well, then grapes.
Yeah. Or sugar. Nice. What little portion is just a handful.
Yeah, but all that sugar they put on the popcorn. Who's eating plain popcorn?
No sugar.
I don't even think they make plain popcorn.
That's how nature intended it.
Huh?
Just plain popcorn.
Yeah. I may as well just bring tins of corn.
Plain, unpopped corn.
The back of the cinema.
Just get it. It hasn't even been planted yet. Just have some mulch and soil. That's health.
It's my bag of compost. Oh, beautiful movie, eh? Stinking of manure in the back of the cinema. At least there's a stench of grapes to cover that now. But do you know, I've also realised there's a lot of films out that no one would ever go see with me.
Aww.
Do you know what I mean? No, not because I'm a bad person.
To you there, Tom, after he said that. A little wishful.
Would you want to come see Akira in Exit 8?
What's that?
See what?
See exactly. Akira?
Akira is like a Japanese anime.
Was there a
I think
a
she's
big...
a Colombian singer.
Not Shakira.
Spell it out, mate.
A-K-I-R-A.
I blatantly said don't.
Oh, sorry.
Sure, I can't wait to give him feedback after this.
Was there a big movie event this week? Because the Odeon was very, very busy.
Sure. I don't know.
I just felt like the Odeon's never busy. It's like a dying cinema.
Why was the Odeon
busy? Extremely
busy. I can think of one reason, but what film are you watching?
No, I wasn't. I was just using the toilet.
Oh.
My bar's at the...
You said you went to the cinema.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about that. Toilet.
Was there not anything closer? Kind of like 7 escalators.
It's a log.
Pay for a ticket to see a movie.
Yeah, also, they wait at the top of the escalator.
Yeah,
well,
no, but I just said to the guy, just, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And running into screen one. Yeah, we've all been there, mate. Then screen two.
Yeah, we can follow the soil, sir.
It's not soil, mate. Anyway, what were you watching?
So I didn't go to the cinema. That was just a little joke on there. I forgot that I put that.
Just so you could say I've been front grabbing.
Yeah, because Max said he had grapes. I just said there was a loser at the back throwing grapes at couples.
Devils Wear Prada 2 would be the big film.
Okay, right.
Big movie. Yeah,
there was a lot of couples. So I thought, what's going on?
Yeah, they might have made 200 million on their opening weekend for Devil Wears Prada 2.
200 million?
Bonkers.
Good lord.
It's one of those with a load of cameos as well now. I think, do you know when they bring back an old
Ryan
film?
Luke.
The Avengers of
fashion.
All the celebrities who like the first one are like, oh, I want to be in that. And then it's just, the cameo list was just going on and on. Rory McIlroy, the golfer.
Oh, what's
he doing?
Was he wearing like, you know, good... Oh, have you seen it?
I've not seen it. But no, that would have been a good question if I had.
Thank you. We'll save that for next week.
Was he wearing a bunker? What have you been up to, Tom?
What have I been up to? I've been a very, very busy week. I still need to try and make little bits of money in between spending all the rest of my time at this bar.
Spending the rest of your money?
Yeah. Mm. It needs
to. You dealt with that, mate.
It needs to do well. Yeah. It needs to do well.
Why don't you advertise it right now on this?
The bar?
Yeah.
Have you got a name for it? Call it the Stephen.
The Stephen.
Well, Stephen and Max.
Steve in?
I've been struggling with it.
Wow!
In Steve.
Max,
just make like a big bum on the outside, and it'll stink inside.
Ooh.
And you go, Max, can you?
Oh, like proper stinks.
I'm not going to go. Actually,
there's your advert.
Okay,
hordes of people.
Yeah, well, I've got to open in some capacity this month on the 21st, 22nd.
Why do you have to?
Because the festival there. So even if the bar's not ready, it will be doing something. Like, I'll be, even if my draft isn't in, like, it'll be fine. Everything will be passable, but it might be something of a soft launch where the week after it needs
soft
to get.
Soft drinks only.
a lot of red stripe, you know. I asked Ryan.
You want tap water? Have you got a tap?
Not yet. We do have access to water, but all this goes in at the end.
Oh,
like, we'll build the bar first.
Third world bar, we have.
Nearly finished.
Thanks to Akon, we now have water.
I've got no toilet.
We've got Madry down the bottom of the well. If you put your bucket down there, get some Madry.
Digging a well outside the Odeon.
I asked Ryan. Well, I put a message in to Ryan and Dave, said, you know, if either of them were free, or even if they...
Free, you should pay your stuff.
Yeah, well, I would have done, but I know obviously they've both got jobs, but I thought, you know, they want to come for the weekend, if they want to, you know, work at the festival. Ryan said, oh, I'd love to, mate, but I've just been made team leader at the Cube, so, you know, Ryan's out. I've not heard back from Dave yet, but I might try and poach him.
Great news for Ryan, though.
Yeah, really good
team
news.
Team leader,
right?
Team's called. I'm sure he'll think of that. I'll leave that to him. Maybe the Steve Inn.
In Rhyme.
Steve Inn.
Yeah, in Rhyme. Mm,
yeah.
On Friday, I'd made a lovely bolognese, my words.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I didn't invent bolognese. I was just about to eat it, and then Zoe said, someone's put a voice note in the group chat. Oh, fucking hell. Who's left a wheelie bin out? And instead, it was a guy saying, two girls have gone missing, and they're age 5 and 7. The police are on the way. It's serious, so we're all going to go out and look. And so I was like, right, let's go, Zoe. So I ran upstairs, got changed, came down. I could still hear a fork hitting a plate. And I was like, fucking hell, Zoe. Sat there in a dressing gown. We went out there.
With bolognese?
No, we're okay. Fueled on it, though.
Coke some out?
No. Yeah.
Just under the car.
You like tomatoes. we only like meatballs. Oh, fucking hell. Back in the kitchen. Can you put it on bread? Make a thumb, mate. Anyway, I headed to the nearest wooded area because it was going dark, and I thought...
It's like you knew.
just to make sure they were definitely buried.
To bury my trophies.
They're on to me, Zoe. Is anyone else where I've gone?
I hope this has a happy ending.
So we went there because my instinct was, I'll be, you know, no houses nearby. It'd be awful if they're there and some creeps got them. So we went in there, and then Zoe said, they said the police are in the same area as us, and I was sort of smug going, one step ahead of them.
They heard that.
Always one step.
There was a few more steps ahead of them as I left. Anyway, no sign of them, and it was getting dark, and I was like, this is a bit creepy.
Yeah.
And just sometimes you have a feeling of, this is awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, got out, and then someone had put on Facebook, they're in mine eating crisps.
Is this a hero or villain figure?
A hero, probably.
Okay.
Well,
a faceless account.
But they were an hour away, an hour's walk away from where they lived.
Jesus.
And it's like, I would have struggled to get there in that time.
Yeah.
And 5 and 7, it was bonkers, yeah.
Wow.
But that was a fun little change up to my...
And I bet you got home and the bolognese was cold.
It was.
Human.
That's going.
Yeah. It's the last time I bloody searched for cheeky children. The second series of Celebrity Traitors, the lineup is out.
Yeah.
And they're filming it now, I believe. Are you interested? Do you have any hot takes? They've announced one less person than last year, so now people are going, they're going to drop
Secret
someone in.
Celeb. Yeah. That's fun.
So why don't we go... Oh, first of all, we'll speak about who's in it. A lot of comedians. Are you aware of this? The lineup.
I saw like three names.
Okay, you've got Joe Lycett, James Acaster, Mama Schwenger, Nathan, Rob Beckett.
Okay,
I feel like there's bigger names in this one than last year.
Yeah, well, they've seen it work.
Do you think they've gone for more comedians because of how
Alan Carr did?
Yeah, how popular Alan Carr was.
Yeah, probably.
You want people with a bit of personality, don't you?
Yeah,
I think. Obviously, sorry, I interrupted you there.
No, it's all right, Tom. I'm used to it. Go on. Let's see this gold, baby.
I felt that with a lot of Alan Carr's style. Because it was comedic, he got away with a lot more.
Yeah,
So maybe that method.
Sorry, Max interrupted you there.
He did.
You see that gold, baby?
6'7". That's gold. All the kids are doing it.
Well, you get banished.
You want me to leave?
No. I think if you're in that group of comedians, you're now a target, really.
100%.
Because they're going to go, it's one of the comedians. I think that little group, they'll go, Ramesh and Rob, they're a duo. It's going to be one of them.
Yeah.
They've got, from the world of YouTube, they have King Kenny, who's part of the Beta Squad, and he's one of Nico's friends in that world, so I imagine he'll be one of the first out again.
First out, yeah.
They just love that, don't they? and he's black, which means you are going to be first out on trade. That's a rule.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Winkleman made it a rule.
It's one of the criteria they have to cross off.
Yeah, because I know it's a thing in the normal traitors. Is it the same in the celebrity ones?
Celebrity traitors, Nico was first last year to be banished.
Right.
It is.
So even celebrities have the same unconscious bias.
Yeah. They're just like us.
Yeah. It is bonkers, especially when you know someone's... not a traitor, and then they just go for them, and you think, there's no real reason for this.
It's frustrating from the audience point of view, because it's like it is just pure, you don't trust anyone.
I see that all the time playing Among Us.
It's because you look devious, you know. I don't know how you play this game.
With your weird little grin.
Because you kept picking the brown skin, didn't you? little brown Among Us character.
It was actually yellow.
Even worse.
The rest of us were just all white. Yeah, it's a different game. Who would be your dream person to just have in there, just drop in? Mm. What personality would you want?
Ooh, a bit of Matt Berry.
Matt Berry?
Yeah, he's always good. Fun. He's good value.
I want to see... old Chris Eubank, the one with the, you know, the one who talks great.
Yeah. He would be fun.
What do you mean old Chris? Is he
senior?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, senior.
That's not going to happen.
I forgot what senior was for a minute, so I said old Chris OG Chris Eubank.
OG Gimp Chris Eubank. I think you'd want someone who'd really stir the pot, but then the risk is they just get banished straight away. Yeah, so maybe send in a mentalist. Richard Madeley would be perfect.
Yeah,
I think.
Yes.
Yeah,
because he would just have
Partridge.
Yeah, these theories that are awful. he'd be no help either. He'd just be saying stuff. So I go with Madeley.
I feel like someone who takes themselves too seriously would be good in there as well.
Stephen Bartlett.
Oh yeah, Bartlett. Yeah. God, think of the connecting he'd do, the networking. He'd love it. Handing up business cards at the table.
Bartlett and Humphreys.
Yeah, Jake Humphries.
Yes.
Jake Humphries and then his co-host with the little black book making notes. Actually, I think you're a traitor. Anyone who you just think they should drop in just for a day, they're going to get kicked out.
What about someone awful like Trump?
Who's very charismatic, but problematic, but not so problematic that we can't put them in? Trump's a problem.
Boris Johnson he's
just
one
on
of those,
the cusp.
I don't think the BBC would have him.
No.
They used to have him on.
But you had
Hancock. Was
Farage in I'm a Celeb?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that was a bit of an own goal.
Yeah.
Realised.
I know, but I'm saying, like, there's president for.
There is, absolutely.
He wasn't president. Do your research, mate.
Does it have to be like a strictly political person?
No, I haven't seen that show.
No.
Anton de Beck doing a salute.
Don't really understand, but 10.
Just getting random celebs just sort of like debating.
Like this judge.
You like him?
I hate him.
What?
No, I do.
Give your attitude a one.
I'd stick in a villain like a David Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, David Williams, David Chase.
David Chase.
He gets voted out. Oh, they finally got me.
I think you're like a Sean Williamson, someone who's used to be in the public eye a lot more, and they really want the screen time.
It was the fella that kicked off on Simon Anstall on Buzzcocks. Was it Ordinary Boys fella?
Preston.
Preston. Yeah. Get Preston in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably
is he still alive?
Oh, yes.
Preston.
He wasn't old.
Sure, we'll just go straight into celebrity gossip, please.
Love
please
that.
With the jingle.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Two words for you. Met Gala.
Didn't say it.
Come on, this is Celebrity Gossip Central. Yeah. We need something.
Oh, I did
see
something.
Scoop,
I did
see
something.
Please, we need a scoop. This is your moment.
Something someone was wearing. Well, and I was watching a video.
The Met Gala.
Ah! It's gone.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
When did Gaga wear the meat dress? What was that for?
You should know.
That was Jonathan Ross, wasn't it?
This is fucking Celebrity Gossip.
Was that not a Jonathan Ross episode?
I'm sure it wasn't.
Of course it wasn't Jonathan Ross.
She wore something
she sat in the green room for hours.
Was that Bubbles?
Honking and beef.
Hot green room.
She wore like a mental dresser on a Jonathan Ross episode.
No, the meat dress was awards.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, MTV Video MTV, Music Awards in 2010.
Yeah, Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, that's some celebrity gossip. It's not the best,
It's not at all, because that's not like really old not really MTV
I'm
gossip.
I'm not happy with that.
Just, it's a celebrity reminder.
Two words, Met Gala.
It's not the segment.
Meat dress.
No. It's now time for Your Laugh, You Lose.
Hey.
Let me find what I need. It's Do you want to show your project whilst I'm...
Hello.
Yeah, I'll find what I'm looking for.
It's a little YouTube thing I've been doing because I just thought
it's a great premiere for everyone. You're very lucky.
Hi, I'm Strawberry, and I'm Jumbo, and together we're Strawberry and Jumbo. Strawberry, Strawberry, we'll be mega besties for years.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What? What's wrong with the way I said it? We'll be making some of your favourite videos
in the Crossfire Challenge. straight for a laugh challenge. Did I get you? The bombing challenge.
What?
Go on.
Don't want to.
Go on.
And the cinnamon challenge with a twist.
So make sure you subscribe. And what else?
Yeah, thumbs up.
And what else?
And a thumbs up.
So you're right.
It's really good stuff, Ethan.
That's
really
good. Honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Is that all right? Do you like that?
I think that'll do very well on YouTube. Sort of Mr. Yeah. Beast.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Did you go?
No.
Cinnamon challenge with a twist.
That was good.
That's the bit I survived. That's very good.
Really good stuff, Ethan.
Yeah. Thank you. For sure. Yeah.
Can you remember the first time you had something that blew your mind, and what the fuck was it?
I ever told you about my roller skates?
No.
Whenever?
No.
I used to go roller skating all the time. Yeah. Like inline roller skates.
First year.
Inline?
So you got roller skates which are like a little car.
Like, so like 70s the style, you know, like yeah. whenever was
like
on
roller disco sort
roller
of.
Disco, yeah.
But then you've got inline, which is where they're skates. Inline.
Yeah. Is that not blades?
Yeah, roller blades.
Roller blades, yeah, I mean, sure.
Should know if you did it all the time, mate.
No, do you know, I didn't talk to anyone about the lingo, man.
Yeah.
I just sort of stayed on my own. And when I lived in Spain, there was a big hill, and I used to just go to the top of it and just wee all the way down. Oh. And that feeling was amazing.
Just your bladder emptying.
Yeah, and the rest.
What happened? Oh.
Yeah, I had to come back to England.
You got away with just being called Gorda.
Ching, you've still got, like, you know, that, you can still do it. Like, you put a pair of.
I could do it, but I don't think I would go to the top of a big hill and just skate down because it's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
But back then, you just.
Back then, I just didn't care. I just love that feeling of the wind in my hair and just that sort of fast energy.
Yeah,
I used to love all that stuff. If back then I saw myself now, I'd be disappointed. but yeah, that was cool.
Furious.
Yeah.
And what bit blew your mind? Just going downhill?
Just that thrill of that energy.
Mm. Do you like roller coasters? Or do you like roller coasters?
No.
Oh, right.
Me and you. We'll
go on a roller coaster?
We'll do it.
We'll have a day out next week.
Yeah. Either of you two want to come?
I'm busy.
I can't go on roller coasters.
I know, but I felt bad.
Why?
Because you've got heart condition,
or just because of the ride.
Something about like the adrenaline and G-force and that.
Wow!
Yeah.
Just said it's a really good way to tap out. You know when I've reached my end point, when I'm asking you if you want to go Thought Park.
Person next to you still wants the picture.
Been there all weekend. I just won't die.
I look good in that. I have to get it.
What a way to go!
I mean, Oblivion's a scary one. That could test you.
Honestly, I'll take the recommendation from anyone else.
Oblivion will kill you.
Because I won't be able to compare them. I've only got one go.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we could start you off on the squirrel nut ride.
Imagine going on that.
Imagine if that's what killed.
So that'll be a near-death experience.
It's got a nut allergy.
I am allowed on stuff like the rubber dinghy rapids and that. Because they're good fun. They're quite nice.
The ones that you see like in the supermarket.
Has your doctor given you a list?
No, but like... There's certain things for me to look out for. Usually, it's the warnings and stuff. So it is sort of my prerogative and guess, but you know,
wrestling,
microdosing roller coasters?
Yeah,
does the wrestling not do anything then?
Probably.
Oh, fair. Okay. Yeah.
It's just really fun. Yeah, because I'm technically not supposed to do contact sport either, I always think because it's sort of in my control.
Yeah.
But if I'm getting properly, like, you know, I can do rugby or something like that.
A contact sport, wrestling.
Yeah.
Cheers, Jeff.
Yeah. It is. Sometimes I like come back from a match and they've like chopped me in the chest loads. And I've got like red marks here. I go, that's probably not good for me.
Yeah.
No. It's not great.
It's at the top end, Tony.
That's why I don't want to mix it with other things.
Yeah.
I've only got my one danger.
Yeah, that's fair.
But again, another great way to go.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just midair, just jumping off them ropes.
Yeah.
Tony, do you remember the first time your mind was blown?
I think it was getting the tram for the first time.
The tram?
Honestly, I got on the tram and I was like, I'm never taking a bus again.
Wow.
I just think they're sick.
I think the first time I went on one was Switzerland. I was amazed at how efficient it was.
And they're less confusing than like the tube or something, because it's there's kind of very limited routes you can go, but it takes you.
And you can always see.
Oh, you can always see. Yeah.
Not always. Not on everyone.
There are a couple of times.
Yeah, well done, Max. Yeah.
I do think that they've gone downhill a little bit.
Not too fast, I hope.
Quite flat, aren't they, the trams? Well, there are some. Yeah, good. The one to Cornbrook. You are right.
I'll give you one dead quick. Millionaire shortbread. Wow.
It's a good one.
What a mouthful that is. Not to say. It's quite simple. The caramel and the chocolate and the biscuit. I was like, what's this been for?
I think I put vanilla cheesecake there as well.
I
think
that was quite... I have a cheesecake.
Okay. I mean, cheesecakes are good, but like the first time you have like a New York vanilla cheesecake.
Mm.
First time I heard Here Comes the Sun, I thought, oh, this is so sweet on my ears. It just feels like something I should have always been able to hear.
I've got one.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Get
or
after
not.
My list, thanks. First time I had a blowjob in my dreams, I woke up going, wow. Is that what it's like? I lived with my mum at the time, so I can't really question that. But I thought, that's strange. I've never had that sensation unless the Hoover counts.
Hmm.
How can I dream it? But, you know, I guess you have that with loads of things. Like when you fall from the sky and you feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never actually fallen from the sky.
I remember one time, Stephen, where I lost my mind, if that helps.
That's not quite what we're talking about here.
You got a cheeky grin on your face. Though. What happened?
No, I was poorly in bed and my mum was looking after us when I was a wee boy.
That's
good. And she's like, giving us a cuddle. And I just remember getting really hot and she was on the phone and I started hallucinating. So I jumped out of my bed, started screaming, ran to the bathroom and grabbed, you know, like the toilet roll holder.
Yeah.
Started using it as a weapon to try and field her off.
To what?
Like, fender off,
fender
you mean?
Off, fender sorry. Off? Yeah, fender
feel her off.
Feel her off.
Sorry. No, I didn't
feel that
off.
Cardigan off.
Yeah.
It's not me doing it, it's the toilet roll.
Exactly. But yeah, I was trying to like fence her off in a way. And I was just in the corner. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. That moment when I kind of sobered up from the illness and I was sat there in the corner holding this thing thinking, what am I doing? Who am I?
What have I become?
Dropped the weapon on the floor and just kind of went to my mum and hugged her and just said, I wasn't me for a minute.
It's me now though, mum.
Yeah, it's me now.
But if you ever...
Be warned.
I had my mind blown when I heard that there's more stars in the sky than grains of sand on the earth. I just couldn't believe it.
No, wow. Crazy, going, isn't it?
Think of bricks and cement, they have sand in.
That's insane.
Sandwiches on the beach, they have sand in, you know?
Yeah, they do,
I just
couldn't
get my head around it. And you look up at the sky and you see like five, and I go,
Well, it's light pollution now, you see about one, don't you?
Oh, powerful shit, my G.
Yeah, thank you, my G.
What about you, Max? You had a cracking one.
So I think answering this question, I've realised just how pathetic, just pathetic I've become.
Yeah.
I remember being like, what, 7 or 8 and going up
out of 10?
Still am, baby. Cheers. Hot air balloon.
Yes.
What? Went on a hot air balloon when I was like really young, and I just remember seeing just so far out.
Was it in
incredible.
This country or was it abroad?
Yeah, it was in this country in Portsmouth,
I think there's a place in Turkey where loads of people do the hot air thing.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Cappadocia?
I think that was the first time I'd ever been so
high up.
Just high up and just seeing everything, and that was like, wow. Because it's one of those sites that generations ago they never would have seen.
Yeah, before drones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Can we have Stephen Lies, please?
Yes.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Tony, do you want to reveal your answer, please?
Bandana.
Goggles.
Ski mask.
Layla.
Okay, and the question is, name something you'd wear on your face.
Oh. You dirty dog.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Who's looking later then? Because I only know one.
You only know one?
Yeah.
Who do you know called Layla?
You know.
Oh, she gets about the bed, doesn't she? I hope he's not the same one. fingers crossed.
Which Layla do you mean, sorry?
Oh. Just, honestly... it's hard to describe her with words.
But just say who she is, then.
Because it's a podcast. Is she new in your life?
I got to know her a bit during lockdown.
Right, okay.
Sounds like you did, yeah.
We didn't get to that level just there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Girls, you're in a relationship.
Yeah. And she wouldn't have felt anything if you had a mask on.
Yeah.
My BBE.
I would have had to have got tested afterwards, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Obviously COVID, being close to people. Yeah.
So who's Layla?
Don't we all know who Layla is, though?
Genuinely don't.
Like, is it... I don't think I should be saying who she is.
God, who's Layla? Come on.
You don't need to be explicit. Just, who is she to you?
Well, I'm assuming now she's a woman.
Yeah.
What do you mean assuming? This is something you wear on your face.
When you were wearing her?
She's on your face.
What was the question? What would you like to wear?
No.
The question is, name something you'd wear on your face.
You would
Max.
Wear. Doesn't mean I have worn it. I would wear.
Oh, right.
So, you know, this is just...
Answer the question with humour, mate, yeah? For a fucking clip. Help us out.
What am I meant to say? The fucking kid from Tracy Beaker? I'm obviously not going to say that, am I? I'm not going to go, oh, you know who she is. She's the 8-year-old girl.
What was the exact pragmatic...
Well, she was 8 years old.
I'm trapped in this
question. We were all
8 years
old once.
I'm trapped in this question. The only chance I've got is to look like a paedophile. It's a funny bit. Layla, hey, let's put a clip of her on the screen. I can't exactly go, you... Yeah, what do you want me to say? I'm answering with humour. I knew her... I got to know her during COVID. Yes, I watched Tracy Beaker back then. What the fuck am I meant to say?
Oh, from Tracy Beaker.
Oh, fuck off. You know... Who did you think it was?
That's how you spell Layla, mate.
I don't know. I didn't see her name written down. L-E-L-A.
No way.
I don't fucking know her.
L-A-Y-L-A.
So I went for Ski Mask.
Oh, did you? The rapper?
Yes.
Weirdo.
Why's that weird? Hey, why's that weird?
something you can wear on your face.
You would wear on your face, mate.
When did you wear a ski mask?
I've never been skiing, but I imagine they're quite useful in the cold.
Wait, when you wear a ski mask, though, have you never done it? Because he's had Layla, but
oh, something you would, something
that's
I would.
Answer,
I would if I went skiing, yeah. Or was
would
know you? Involved in like crimes and stuff.
Goggles.
Yeah.
Well, then money. Swimming, you would wear.
Swimming,
yeah,
makes probably have done as well.
Just looking cool.
Bandana. Yeah.
On your face.
On my face. Yeah. I'd be cosplaying a GTA character.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, makes sense.
And I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
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 Which is great.
Yeah. Really good stuff. Yeah. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Later. We had the jingle.
No, sorry,
we need to guess it, don't we? Fucking guess who we think it is.
Voted.
I think it's probably Tom with his ski mask.
I think, given how defensive Max is, I'd probably guess Tom as well.
Yeah,
right.
Tracy Beaker,
because we caught him out there.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Tony, you voted for.
I'm going to vote for Max as well. Yeah.
Ooh, so two for me. I'm going to vote Max just to try and save my own skin.
Ooh, it's a split.
Oh, it's a split. So no one wins.
I guess we'll never
Layla
know.
Was doing the splits.
Yeah. Good for her, eh?
Yeah.
Nah, she could do better. It's now time for Maxi's Taxis.
Oh.
So, Tony, you'll need your board again.
Oh, okay.
Right. To write down a phrase that Max will have to include. It is call.
Do you want me to leave? Or do you
yes, please,
you?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, guys.
Okay. Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good.
What area are you in for this call?
Edinburgh.
Ooh, very nice.
Oh, no.
Thought I'd go to a lovely sort of foreign country and try out their taxi services. Are ready to go? Just go straight into it? Yeah.
You're going to start with Tom and then work round to me and Tony.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. I just want to book a taxi, if that's okay.
Okay, pick up from...
You know the hotel down the end of the High Street?
Which one?
Sorry. just can you name the High Street for me?
I've seen there's 40 hotels on the High Street, yes.
Oh, bloody hell.
you're going to find out.
Is there a Hilton? I think it's a Hilton. The Hilton... I want a taxi from the Hilton, if that's okay. I'd love to have a female driver as well, if you've got one.
No, I can't specify that.
You don't have any?
Oh, we do have female drivers, but I can't specify you're going to get a female driver.
Do that, mate. Oh, so...
That's a weird request.
Sorry, I've just swallowed a fly. Sorry, can you hear me?
Oh.
Shall I try again?
He wasn't having it, was he?
Did you hear what he said?
Weird request.
Weird request.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Max, why don't you leave, actually?
Deal with that.
And maybe put on a different outfit when you come back. We've got a guest this week. It's a cracking fitness instructor.
Okay.
Please welcome Melatonin.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Different on the pictures.
What do you mean, sorry?
Hey.
Well, first of all, thank you very much, Melatonin, for joining us.
Hey, you're right.
We don't often have... Don't touch the female guest, you freak.
Sorry, just...
Don't often have female guests. I can see why.
Oh.
Is that my one of you first?
It's great to have you here to, of course, you know, teach us how we can be our best selves. I wouldn't take it personally.
Yeah.
It's not on us, that. Oh, Tom, that's not a good look at all.
Ow!
Get out, Mella.
Just got you.
Cool, see it. It's now time for the Tonys!
Yeah!
EGOT, a new segment, because EGOT includes the Tony Awards.
So, yeah, the Tonys. I just thought I'd pick a few categories of things that interest me, and everyone can nominate.
No, Max!
Oh,
hello.
Oh, you're right.
So this is like a positive segment. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Oh, I'd love one of them. Good.
Yeah. So you missed the first bit, the Tonys.
Yep.
I picked a couple of categories of things that I like, and everyone can nominate. And yeah, and then I'll decide who wins.
Who wins the
award. It's a classic concept. Yeah.
There was going to be an award. The Tonys was sponsored by Tony Chocolonely.
Oh, that's good.
That
I like it.
I love them, yeah.
I ate the chocolate bars on the way here.
Yeah, we can get it in
chocolate bars.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Big them, aren't they?
Well, there's a couple of categories, so I was going
to
have one
get
for
the little
each,
ones. But,
yeah, I'm assuming it's a load of little ones.
Don't assume stuff.
I assume nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those you are what you eat situations. Right. Anyway.
We don't call you Tony Choco, by the way.
No, I've heard what you say behind my back. Nice, easy one to start.
Don't call
first,
it at all.
Tony Rongan.
The first category you can nominate for the best biscuit.
Ooh. Do you know if two of us write the same answers, does that mean it just wins?
There's a lot of biscuits out there.
There's so many. And where do you draw the line? I mean, is it club biscuit? I mean, Jaffa Cake would be controversial. I'd hate to be the person who brings that up.
I'd disqualify Jaffa Cake.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even a look in. I'm ready, man.
Yeah. Go on, Max, show your answer.
So, yeah, the nominees are...
Chocolate Hobnob.
I don't know how to say it. This isn't my favourite biscuit, but this would be my favourite biscuit if there was a vegan version. Choco Leibniz ones. You know them?
Choco Lesbians.
Mm.
Some really good chip.
M&S cookie, choc chip in it.
Ooh.
Do you know that biscuit?
I do know the biscuit.
Yeah.
It's the one where it's got like the...
It's a chocolate
little,
slab.
The chocolate's too big for the biscuit.
A little man on the back. It was like a little picture of the...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. It's a really good shout. Is there any arguments to back up your choices here?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
So I don't really like biscuits that much. So if I'm getting involved with a biscuit, I want the biscuit to be just a little note in what I'm eating, as opposed to something
like a chocolate bar. Get a chocolate bar.
I don't know if I'm enjoying that argument because you're saying the best biscuit is the one that's the least biscuit.
Oh, subtle biscuit.
I want it to be a chocolate
equal parts slab of chocolate with biscuit. That's great.
I think you want like a chocolate bar, like a penguin or something.
Not a penguin. That's far too much biscuit. No. That's a slight drizzle. I want that bite of chocolate with my biscuit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I see what you mean.
I like my biscuit and my chocolate to be, you know, merged into one. Hello, the M&S cookie. It's sort of equal parts chocolate as it is cookie, you know. It's a mouthful of chocolate and the huge chunks. Delicious.
Mm.
It's soft, it's chewy. What, you want it hot? It's even better.
M&S is always good quality stuff as well.
They really are, you know. Yeah, I try and bring them down, but my God, the cookies keep me coming back.
Great to dunk. I love a dunkable biscuit.
God, you could have stopped after dunk there. I think you knew that. think
you've
you
got really got like a good spectrum here, because you've got a very like you've got a good classic and a chocolate hobnob. Like that's a genuine.
That's a staple.
It's a staple. It's a great one, but and then I feel like they're quite bougie as the chocolate lesbians.
Yeah,
they are quite bougie.
But
then an M&S is like it is a spennier cookie, but it's also a cookie's quite accessible. So you've got like three.
Tough choice.
I'd say really digestive's better than a hobnob, personally.
Yeah.
Got a rich tea digestive.
Get rid. Yeah.
I'd get rid of that one first and foremost.
Get rid of that one.
Rubbish. That one.
Really?
No, yeah, it is. Yeah. You just try to be.
I think I've
with
made a decision, and I do think the winner of best biscuit.
Oh fuck!
Is a chocolate lesbian.
That's cool. Mental.
So value. Yes. What value are these awards having?
Never even heard of them.
Right.
The Tonys.
The Tonys, mate. Choco lesbians. Are you aware of them?
Yeah, of course I am.
Oh, it's just
would you like another category?
You're talking like you've invented a biscuit, Tom.
He said I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it, right?
Everyone just walks past it.
I thought maybe he just never like read the second word and just
Fucking food reviewer.
One more?
Yeah.
Sort of a sour taste in our mouth after that one.
Probably had one of them.
Ironically, yeah.
I think the Tonys are great.
Just gave an award to someone who hates biscuits.
Yeah.
Did pick a good biscuit.
Yeah.
Did he?
They're very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Slightly different.
Because I know that biscuits are mid, so what they need is,
look at what you've done.
Elevating.
Created a monster.
Yeah.
This category, slightly different. We're moving away from the biscuits. Will do.
Stay on biscuits.
Best Tony. All the Tonys there's ever been.
We all
ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The nominees are. We'll start.
I've been inspired by Tom's answer, and I've gone for Cillian Murphy. Because it's not really a Tony. But I like Cillian Murphy. So that's my answer.
Oh, brilliant.
I went for Tony Hawk.
Nice.
Yeah, just I felt like he was, I don't know, from my generation. And even I played a bit of the skating games.
He did do good for, like, Tonys everywhere.
Did, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Guy's mega.
Mm-hmm.
And it was timed nominee. As well.
I thought I'd change a little bit. I've gone for Anthony Bourdain. Technically a Tony, but, you know, I wanted to give it a different name.
And the reason for him?
Great food reviewer, great at travelling documentaries. He's dead, sadly, but, you know, he lives in our hearts.
Late great.
So you want, like, a posthumous, whatever it is.
Was he a great food reviewer?
What, Anthony Bourdain, famous chef?
I always felt like it was more about the travel and the experience. Never really taught him.
He spoke a lot about food. That's sort of one of his big things.
Yeah, I feel like he could play a Tony very well.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
imagine him playing, you know, Tony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk. He's wearing long sleeve shirt under a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah. He could play.
We'll put him on a skateboard. I don't know, maybe he's great. He probably is.
Great Cillian Murphy.
He was really good. I don't think I'm going to put Bourdain in there.
Yeah,
I like really Bourdain, but he's just
really okay.
It doesn't really tickle my fancy.
Yeah,
answer that's got board in it, mate.
And Tony Hawk
skateboard. It's just called skate until he came around.
I'm quite a prominent Tony, but skateboarding never really been my thing. So I think the award for best Tony goes to Cillian Murphy.
Yeah! Shut up!
That's poor. That's
Do
poor.
Your work in silence. Yeah. That's your job.
I agree with the crowd.
Absolute corruption.
Well, shut up!
Vote, is it? It's the
mate. It's the Tony's vote.
The what do they call it? The Academy or whatever.
I love a Choco Lebanese biscuit. And Cillian Murphy is spot on.
Yeah. He knows I picked a good biscuit.
A final Tony Award? Because maybe Max can finally get
maybe.
You can write your answer now, Max.
You may as well, surely. Yeah. Do you know what I will?
Anthony Lebanese. Take all the awards.
Choco Murphy. I want to know who you nominate for the best shower gel.
The best shower gel.
Yeah.
Or
body wash. Or do you want a bit more of a best scent?
Best scent?
Oh, I had my shower gel locked in, but it's not a smeller.
Smithy, let's see what you got, man.
The nominees are...
You want me to go first, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
The scent from the Lush store.
Just like everything
just
all
when
in
you
one.
Go in there and you just go...
Oh, wow.
Great smell.
I mean, usually, if I stay in there too long, I get a headache.
Headache, yeah. But, nauseating.
Makes me
however,
sick.
I'm not. It's not bad. It's so, just
yeah.
a lot.
Tony, yeah. For a second, though.
Tony, there's only one scent that's worse than that.
That's what you got.
I yeah. don't want to go next.
I
please.
Go I went first last time.
Really
it's got to be
because he thinks he's the big hitter.
No. I had a big hitter, but I've gone for scent and scent alone.
Lemon original sauce. Ooh.
Mental. Ooh.
Mate, is it 2007?
It's a good original sauce, but I don't know if it's the peak.
I get
sauce.
Terrible eczema. I'm on the Sanex.
Again, a product he doesn't even use himself. This easy answer, 50 cents.
Fitty.
Candy Shop was a bop, wasn't it? Inda Club. You've sang that.
Yeah.
You've probably sang that in the shower.
Oh, Lush.
We can get rid of Lush, can't we?
Don't speak so soon.
Yeah.
You've just been going for me. Pathetic, mate.
Mate, don't trifle with 50 cents. He got shot 9 times or something like that, and he's still living. And he got his goons to kill off the guy.
No,
don't make me get my goons, Tony.
Sicilian lemon,
some big goonies.
Well, I was actually gonna
my goonin, top goon is there.
Goonin with 50 cents.
Yeah, it man.
Stinks this, to be honest. I'm gonna say no to 50 cent. Just
oh,
so we can say what you say. Fuck me for
whatever will be.
Yeah, you've got to go. You've got to go the ethical one, surely.
You want someone, you know, who really packs a punch.
Rainforest Alliance.
Mm. 50 Cent probably packs a punch.
Oh, 100%.
He's always shooting them.
No, that's his dad. 100% was the joke there, guys.
That's great stuff.
Tony Award will go to Lush.
Yeah, I saw it coming. I saw
cool stuff. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I liked the boldness of it.
Well done, Tony.
Typical awards day. Everyone wins,
I suppose. Ethan, can we have the final question, please?
Ooh. It's the
final question.
All right.
Yeah, enough of that shtick, mate.
There's no shtick there at all. Right. Hello, everyone.
There's the shtick.
Okay,
move on.
There's the shtick. It's time for the final question.
Is it?
Final question this week. I've gone with something that's trending because apparently it's quite good to do that. Here's the question that's been going about. Try and remember this. Everyone on Earth takes a private vote by pressing a red or a blue button.
Mm-hmm.
If more than 50% of the people press the blue button, everyone survives. If less than 50% of people press the blue button, only people who press the red button survive. Mm. Which button would you press?
What?
Can we write these down?
This is like a really big split or steal from Golden Balls, isn't
basically,
it?
It actually is, yeah. So red and blue button.
Yeah.
If 50% and over press the blue button, everyone survives. If 50% and over press the red button, everyone who pushed the blue button dies.
Right.
That's the question.
Ever press the blue button?
I think I'd press the blue button.
Yeah.
Because I'm not desperate enough to stay here.
Mm.
So if I press the blue and I end up staying, I'll be like, oh, okay, that's a decent result.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, I need to survive
but you're risking a lot just to have a, you know, bit more of the place to yourselves.
No, it's common sense, isn't it, to press the blue button? Silly question that, mate.
But then basically what you're saying is if you press the red button, you're staying no matter what.
Yeah.
Surely Ethan's put this forward because we've all said blue.
Get that on Skybet.
Yeah. Blue button for me. Ethan, surely you're going to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah, the problem is it's quite hard for me to kind of take in all this information.
You're still confused, aren't you?
Yeah, so I don't really know what I've asked.
You weren't confident reading
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, so no, you never. Just saw that question online trending and thought...
Just give it to you, lads.
Could I press the secret green button, which just kills Ethan?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. What if
over almost, 1% of the...
Almost 8 billion people pressed that button, would you be annoyed?
How secret
Considering
is this
it was a secret,
button?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a flaw in the question.
There's a flaw.
What? So if 50% press blue, everyone survives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if everyone just press red,
then everyone survives.
Everyone survives.
Apart from the people that press blue.
But if no one presses blue, then everyone survives.
But to be fair, that's
good point.
You're basing that on 8 billion people pushing
Yeah, and like
when you've got a guy here who didn't understand what was happening, exactly. He didn't know what button he's going for.
Or children,
even stripping over and just pitching.
If we get to chat beforehand, we'll all just go, "Oh, we'll all just press red, shall we?"
Yeah.
Except for the sad ones.
I guess at that point we're thinking about the colourblind people.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even thinking of them.
And some people have lost faith in the system, haven't they? They don't press.
Yeah.
There's some people,
and they just get to carry on.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they get to.
They didn't even
as well.
Have to queue up.
Yeah.
For months it took me.
Bloody centrist.
Yeah.
Thank you for the final
I've got
question.
Q jump.
I pressed the purple button.
Cross-eyed.
Is it 3D?
Well, did you enjoy that one?
No!
Oh, my ears nearly came off there. Bloody hell. Wow, fair play, everyone. Did we pick a colour or something?
Oh, Ethan, yeah. We're done now.
Okay, yeah.
We'll sign off now, Ethan.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Thank you very much for watching what was episode 53, The Joker of the Pack. God, the stuff we said, the stuff we did.
Yeah.
I've been joined by Chunt Smith.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Cheers, guys.
Tom Looney. Looney. Looney.
Looney. Looney.
Tony, right. Tony, right. And Ethan James.
Yes, hello, and thank you.
You don't have to say hello, it's the end.
Hello at the end. Icky that.
Butchered
we'll
it.
Do the whole podcast.
Thanks, Stephen.